Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Tav Ches. We are up to page Reish, Ayin, Gimel, Amud Aleph. We're up to the Ramah over here on Si'if Aleph. So to remind ourselves what we learned last night, we said that according to the Mechaber, if you set up an Erev Tchumen outside of the city and the Alpayimama ends in middle of the city, so you're only allowed to go up until where that Alpayimama ends. You're not allowed to go throughout the entire city. But if the Alpayimama ends past the city, meaning the entire city is muvla within your Alpayimama, then we measure that city as if it were only 4 amos. So says the Rama now that not everyone agrees. V'yeshomim, ta'afilu kolsa midasu be'emtsa hi'ir, mahalich b'chol hi'ir kula v'lochut. That there are those that say that if the Alpayimama ends in middle of the city, you're able to go throughout the entire city. You can't go past the city, but you're able to go throughout the entire city. V'yesh lahakel, and therefore we could be makel like this opinion. Says the Mishabura Mahalich B'chol Yir, Desfirulu Da'av Sheinich Yiru V'rochak Alpayim Mibesu Shemiyir, that even though you left your Eruv 2,000 amos from the house, from your house in your city, Ha'ol V'lon B'toch Yir, since you went to sleep in that city, Nechsheves Kol Yir your entire city is considered like your 4 amos, at least as far as your ability to walk throughout it. And certainly to go back to your house. But as far as measuring the 2,000 amos, we do not say that the city measures only as 4 amos, that we only count it as 4 amos. No, it does get measured amma for amma. And that's why you're not allowed to go past the city at all. Because of Yir Shalanba, and even this kula only applies in a city that you sleep in. But if you didn't sleep in the city, you slept in the place where you set up your Erev Tchumen. And your 2,000 amos ended in middle of the city. Or maybe you slept in city A and your Alpayim Amma ends in middle of city B, then even the Rama would say, that you're only allowed to go up until where your Alpayimama ends and not throughout the entire city where the Alpayimama ends. And you can throw things throughout the entire city if it were a shosiach looking for a level simtav gimelayin shab. V'yesh lahachel v'chem kasva bach v'shari achronim. And the bach and other achronim also agree with Rama that we can be makel against the mechaber over here, that if the alpayimama ends in middle of the city that you slept in, you're allowed to go throughout that entire city. Vayter in the Rama, the second line, v'im kalsa midasu b'sof hi'ir, and if the alpayimama ends at the end of the city, v'alf gav da'a even though you still have the Ibor Ha'ir, right? We spoke about extensions to the city. There's another house within 70 amos of the city. So Kol Ha'ir Karba Amos, the entire city gets measured as Arba Amos. We don't say, well, you're not at the other end of the Ibor of the city, so maybe we should treat this as if the Alpayim Amma ended in middle of the city. No, we do not say that. We do not say that the Alpayim Amma ended in middle of the city just because you're not yet at the Ibor Ha'ir, as long as the Alpayimama ends past where the city actually ends. We don't do Ibor as a Chumrah. Says Mishmur Yud Gimel, Lahachmir Ratzalom, the name of David called Midasa Behem Tzir. We're not going to say that it's as if the Alpayimama ended in the middle of the city, Mishum Dadainish Ibor Lefneir, because there's still an Ibor that works as an extension of the city. The din of Ibor Ha'ir is a Kula, it is not a Chumrah. Vinir de Bezal, Kalpanam Lochashvini Ibor in the ear, Karba Amos, and in that sense, we do not consider the Ibor, we don't count the Ibor together with the city as part of the 4 Amos that the whole city counts as. Amnon, kolsum midaso b'sof ha'Ibor, pashut inachshav ha'kol karba Amos, amasum midaso b'sof ha'Ibor v'chutza. Let's say the Alpayimama ends past even the Ibor ha'ir, then not only does the city measure as 4 Amos, count as only 4 Amos, but the city together with the Ibor still counts as 4 Amos. So we say Ibor Lekula even on that level, that your Alpayimama ends past the Ibor of the city, the entire city and the Ibor counts as Dalet Amos. Says the Rama Vayter at the end of the third line, when you leave an Erev Tchumen and you have 2,000 Amos in every direction, the way we measure your Tchum Shabbos is based on 2,000 amos directly from your little square of Dalet al Dalet amos that you were Kona Shvisa in. So you go 2,000 amos north, 2,000 amos south, 2,000 amos east, 2,000 amos west, and then you square all of that off. V'meinu rak arba amos. So if you only have a little makom Shvisa, 4 amos, kigon shein erev b'rishos yachid, because the erev is not in a big house, so asal leilcha kol ruach alpayim rak ruach of arba amos of imzav yosein. So when we measure the Tchum Shabbos, we take your 4 amos and go north, 4 amos and go south by 2,000, 4 amos and go east by 2,000, 4 amos and go west by 2,000, and then we square it off. Kedil el simen shin tzadiches sif beis. Umikol makom im kol samita sofi. Actually, before umikol makom, says the Mishnah Brura. When we say in north and south, it means any direction, all the directions. We're only mentioning Safran Vidarim right now because it's going to fit better with the second half of the sentence. Neged rochav amakom, ratzalomer, hayu bevayis obeir. If your eruv was in a house or in a city, safshi yosa gedola, even if it's much larger, then you get to measure 2,000 amos across from the entire width of your makom shvisa, which could be the whole city. You can measure 2,000 amos from the width of the whole city. And then we square it off. That whenever we say we square it off, it means from wherever your starting point is. We'll explain in more detail in a moment. When is your makom shvisa only 4x4 amos? It's if your eruv tchumen is in the middle of nowhere, so you only get a makom of 4x4 amos. So berochav arba amos of vaynu etzem rochav tchumu shetofis b'kol tzad al payim ama negin makom shvisa adam shu arba amos of, that when you measure 2,000 amos, that's the distance. How wide of an area do you measure 2,000 amos? Meaning you're making a 2,000 amos long road. How wide is that road? It's as wide as your makom shvisa. So if your makom shvisa is 4 amos, you get 2,000 amos north in a 4 amma wide area, 2,000 amos south in a 4 amma wide, 2,000 amos east in a 4 amma, 2,000 amos west in a 4 amma area. And then once you drew that, then you square it all off. We square it all off. And that's what the Rama means when he says im zav yosein. Nimtza shemidas tchuma achar milas achar miloy hakranos mikol tzad nasa ketavlum rubas shel arbaas alafim ama im arba amos al arbaas alafim ama va arba amos. It's amazing. It turns out that if you have a teeny tiny 4x4 ama makom shvisa, so you go 2,000 amos in all directions and then square it off, right? So you get 2,000 amos of width in all directions and then square it off, which means the ultimate square that you have that you're allowed to walk in is 4,004 amos by 4,004 amos, because it's always going to go 2,000 amos to the right of your makom, 2,000 amos to the left of your makom, plus your makom itself is dalet amos, 2,000 amos, you know, in front, 2,000 amos in back, plus the makom itself is dalet amos. So it's always going to yield a square of 4,004 amos by 4,004 amos. And you can go throughout that entire square. But if you started off with a larger makom shvisa, let's say it wasn't a little 4x4 amma square that was your makom shvisa, you were in a city, so you get the whole city, and the city is, let's say, 1,000 amos by 1,000 amos. So then, the square that you're going to make is going to be a 5,000 amma by 5,000 amma square, because when you go 2,000 amos due north, it's, 2,000 amos due north with a 1,000 amma width, 2,000 amos 2,000 to the south, 2,000 amos to east, 2,000 amos to west. It's all with a 1,000 amma width. And then when you square all of that off, you end up with a 5,000 by 5,000 amma square. So that's the chiddush. V'chalki agavna says the Rama Vayter on the bottom line over here. Umi kol makom im kolsa amida sof hiir v'kula karpa amosav. If the tchum ends at the other end of a city, and therefore the entire city is viewed as just dalet amos, mutal ledech kol rachba. You're allowed to go throughout the entire width of the city, even if the city is wider than your makom tchum. V'yesh alpayim chutz liir letzafen v'ladarum, and you get 2,000 amos to the north and south outside of the city, even though the place where you were Kona Eruv doesn't have that level of width. Meaning I have my little 4x4 Amma square, right? So I go from my little 4x4 Amma Makam Shvisa, 2,000 Amas to the east, 2,000 Amas to the west, 2,000 Amas to the north. Let's say when I go to the north, 1,000 Amas in, I hit a city, and my 2,000 Amas ends on the other side of that city. But that city itself is really, really, really wide. So I can go throughout the entire width of that city, plus 2,000 amos in each direction from that city, so it turns out that my makom shvisa is not, that my tchum shav is not really a square, it's more like a T, that it becomes more like a T, says the Mishaburi Yudchas, and mikol makom kol samida, ratzalom r'daf sheksam r'dein l'arak rochav arba amos, nagir makom shvisa, so even though we said you only get dalet amos corresponding to your makom shvisa, mikol makom impaga ir b'tchumo v'kol samidas v'sofa. But if you run into a city along the way of your tchum, nechshev is kol rachba karba amos, then the entire width of that city counts as dalet amos. Afilu mimachzekes yosemer basalaf mama. Even if the width of that city is more than the 4,000 amos that your square would normally allow you, sofa ir. Avalim kolam idasu be'emtzei ir. If your 2,000 amos ends in middle of the city, afal dasa yeshar manal. Even according to this opinion, shabi imlon be'ir mutalo gamkein leleches b'chali ir. Avim rachav harbe ma'od. That if you sleep in a city, you can sleep. You can go throughout that entire city. Mikol makom chutzli ir af b'tzav v'dar mein lalechel neged rochav midaschumo b'makom shvisaso. But you're not allowed to go beyond the city more than the square of your regular tchum, v'ad klos arach tchumo, v'me'ir rechava arba salafim v'arba amos, k'midas rochav tchumo, and therefore, if this city is as wide as your square, your tchum square, ein lo l'tzav n'darm negedi ir klal, you're not allowed to go outside of that city at all. U'ledasa mechaber anal, af b'ir gufa mirechava yosem midas rochav tchumo, and according to the mechaber that we said before, that your tchum could end in the middle of the city, and you're not allowed to go throughout the whole city, you're only allowed to go to where your tchum goes. If this city is wider than your 4,000 amma square, then einam alech kol rochav the ear. Then you're not even allowed to go throughout the whole city. Afilu b'shetach osu chatzi ear. Even in the part of the city which is still within your tchum, which let's say your tchum runs due north and stops in the middle of a city that's to the north of you. So the tchum ends in the middle of the city that's to the north of you. Let's say 500 amos into that city. Even within those 500 amos, to the east and west, you're limited to a 4,004 Amma area, even though the city may be 10,000 Amos from east to west, according to the Mechaber. V'rak on Mekom Roch of Tchumo and Mekronos, you're only allowed to go up until the width of your Tchum, Me'achar Shekol Samidas of Emsa Yir, since it stopped in the middle of the city. So we said you have 2,000 amos outside of the city according to the Rama. Litzafen uledarum. Kama me'achronim cholken al Rama b'zeh. A lot of the achronim disagree with the Rama about this. Mishum Rabbeinu Yonasan shemedem akar din zeh mevor lehepach, because he got this din from Rabbeinu Yonasan. But if you look at Rabbeinu Yonasan, he actually says the opposite. Dein lo b'zav v'dar ni'er klum, that you get nothing on the north and south of the city. V'rak me'ir einu rechava k'midas rochav tchumo. It's only if the city is less wide than your square, than your tchum square, shorach of tchum achramil akronos who arba salafim v'arba amos canal, because your tchum square is 4,004 amos wide, as yeshu gamichosir mitzavim v'darim ad kineged roch of tchum of lo yoser. Then you get to go to the north and south, corresponding to the width of your tchum, but not more than that. V'me'ir gedola, and if the city is bigger, shorach of yoser miroch of tchumo. Let's say the city from north to south is 5,000 amos, and your tchum is obviously only 4,004 amos wide. Af shabir atzmo mutaleich b'kula. This Rabbeinu Yonasan's big kula is that you're allowed to go throughout the entire width of the city. Af kshi gedola kantochi, no matter how big the city is. Me'achar shabaorcha kol samidasa b'chutz le'ir, because The Yerutchum ended past the city. But you cannot go to the north or the south, even just a little bit, because the north-south length of the city is already more than Yerutchum square. This is as opposed to the 1,000 amos that you have to the west of the city. That everyone's going to agree, it only gets measured based on the width of your shviso. That just like we only measure the 4,004 amos of a square, so over here also we only measure the 4,004 amos of a square. Afu pishen lo rochav kol kach. So he said, even though you don't have your square, doesn't include such a width, the size of the city. Ratzolomar di im nachshov harochav rak neged makom knias ha'eruv. If we would have considered the width only corresponding to where Yerukona the Eruv, lo yala kol kach kmo ata shechoshen rochav yir gam alpayim amishim shnei tzadin, it would not be anywhere near as wide as the full city plus the 2,000 amas in each direction. Afilu hachi shari, nevertheless, it's going to be mutter. So what we learned tonight is, first of all, that the Ramah holds that if the measurement of the alpayim amas ends in middle of the city, that's not where your tchum ends, you're still allowed to go throughout the entire city. And the Bach agrees to be maker like that. If your alpayim amos ends at the end of a city, but there's an ibur that goes past it, we ignore that ibur. We're not machmir about an ibur of a city. We're only mekil about an ibur of a city. So if your tchum Shabbos ends past the ibur, then the ibur is included in the dalet amos that the entire city measures. And then we said that whenever you're measuring the tchum, you take the width of your makom shvisa and go 2,000 amos in each direction. With that width, and then square it off. So if you have a 4 amma by 4 amma makom shvisa, you're going to end up with a square of 4,004 ammas by 4,004 ammas. If you have a 1,000 amma makom shvisa, you're going to end up with a square that's 5,000 ammas by 5,000 ammas. And then the Ramah had said an unbelievable kula that others took issue with, that if your tchum ends in middle of a city, you're not only allowed to go throughout that entire city, but if that city is wider than your tchum square, you can even go 2,000 amos in each direction past the city, which is way wider than your tchum square. But that is not agreed upon by all, as the Mishnah Berurah points out. The very source of the Ramah is Rabbeinu Yonasan, who doesn't actually seem to say that. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll try to finish up the Simen tomorrow. Stay tuned to the WhatsApp, for it's going to be a different time because I have to speak in Camp Hask tomorrow night, so it'll probably be much earlier in the evening. Okay, have a good night, everybody.